This is the Dallas Morning News.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It's Tuesday, April 2nd. It will be a bit cooler and breezy today with a high of 65 under mostly sunny skies. Clouds will move in tonight with a low dropping to 48. Here are today's headlines. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice issued his first statement through a legal representative Monday about the six-vehicle collision in Dallas this weekend that police believe may have involved him. State Senator Royce West, an attorney representing Rice, said the NFL players' thoughts are with everyone impacted by the automobile accident. In a written statement to the Dallas Morning News on Monday afternoon, West said Rashee is cooperating with local authorities and will take all necessary steps to address this situation responsibly. After the statement was released, Dallas Police spokeswoman Kristen Lohman confirmed the department has spoken with members of legal counsel, but said officials have not conducted interviews with potentially involved individuals in Saturday's crash. Rice has not spoken out publicly since the news broke the story Sunday that Dallas police were seeking to speak with him in connection with a hit-and-run Saturday about 6:20 p.m. in the 6600 block of North Central Expressway. A vehicle believed to be connected to Rice was involved, law enforcement officials told the news. A police call sheet obtained by the news confirmed that law enforcement was searching for Rice, a former Richland High School and SMU star, in connection with the accident. His alleged involvement in the crash is unclear. Next up, spring breaks and the long Easter weekend kick off the travel season and with it higher gasoline prices. But this year's rise at the pump is more than seasonal. According to AAA, the average price at the pump for a gallon of regular in Dallas is $3.27, up from $3.07 a month ago and $3.17 a year ago. The price of West Texas Intermediate increased 2.2% on Thursday to close at $83.96 a barrel. That price is almost 20% higher than a year ago. The price for the global commodity can increase due to something happening on the other side of the world, even though the U.S. is producing more crude oil than any nation at any time for 6 years in a row. This time, experts point to the war in Ukraine. Texas prices are lower than the national average of $3.53 a gallon for regular. In other news, on April 8th, a celestial phenomenon will blot out the sun, sparking a travel boom, and Texas is a prime destination. Hotels and Airbnbs in the path of totality are booked. Prices of rental cars have skyrocketed, with nearly every rental car agency sold out. Even demand for porta-potties to supply events is sky high. The surge has prompted several Texas counties to issue states of emergency, and the Federal Aviation Administration has warned of travel delays at some airports, including DFW International Airport. It is difficult to know precisely how many people will hit the roads to catch the eclipse. One survey by JW Surety Bonds says that 1 in 6 Americans will travel, but that study includes those making plans within their own city. The Great American Eclipse, which tracks eclipses, estimates up to 4 million people, roughly the population of Oklahoma, could pack their bags, with 1 million heading to the Lone Star State. And finally, SMU men's basketball has named Andy Enfield as its new head coach, the university announced on Monday. Enfield burst onto the coaching scene in 2013 when, in his second year as a head coach, he guided Florida Gulf Coast to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. Following that success, he was hired by USC, where he has led the Trojans to 5 of the last 8 NCAA tournaments, including a run to the Elite Eight in 2021. In 11 seasons at Southern Cal, Enfield led the Trojans into the postseason 6 times, including 5 NCAA tournament berths and 1 NIT appearance. Enfield replaces Rob Lanier, who was fired last month. SMU will officially introduce Enfield with a press conference later today. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.